Track 7.
Remember we started this book called The Midnight Gang last time?
Yes, I remember. But who wrote it?
It was written by David Walliams.
Oh, yes. And it takes place in a hospital.
That's right. Look, here's a picture of some of the main characters. Right, here it goes. The last sentences of chapter 10 were...
You can't come, because where we're going is top secret, said Amber. What's the secret? Asked Tom. We have a secret gang, said Robin. And don't tell him it's called the Midnight Gang, said George. The Midnight Gang, exclaimed Tom.
Chapter 11. Poop, poop, and double poop.
What do you mean, don't tell him it's called the Midnight Gang, asked Amber. Cool name, I love it. Now please let me join, said Tom. No, said George. N-O spells no. Then explain to me why I can't, protested Tom. The boy wanted to be part of the Midnight Gang, even though he didn't really know what the Midnight Gang did, because it was secret. What could be more exciting than a gang that was secret? It didn't matter what the secret gang did. All that mattered was that it was secret. Not just secret, but top secret. Silence. Because it's a secret gang, replied Amber finally, and it's been secret for years. But I already know about it, said Tom. It's you three, and it's called the Midnight Gang. He's got us, said George. Tom smiled to himself. No, he hasn't, said Amber. This gang is so much more than that. It's as old as the hospital. What do you mean? Asked Tom. It was started 50 years ago, maybe more, replied the girl. By who? Asked Tom. I can't tell you, said Amber. Amber can't tell you because she doesn't actually know, remarked George. Thank you for that, George, said Amber. No problem, replied George. Nobody knows who started the Midnight Gang, said Robin. All we know is that it was a child in this hospital, and it's been passed down by the patients ever since. So why can't I join? Said Tom. Because not just anybody can join, said Amber. The Midnight Gang can only survive if it's secret. We don't know if we can trust you yet. You can, I swear, pleaded Tom. All right, Tom, listen, said Amber. You can come with us, but just for tonight. It doesn't mean you are a member of the Midnight Gang. We'll see how you get on. If you pass the test, then you're in. Do you understand? Yes, replied Tom. Yes, I do. Now come on, Midnight Gang. Let's have an adventure. Follow me. Excuse me, said Robin. What? Replied Tom, turning back. You don't know where you're going. Oh, yes. Sorry. The Midnight Gang can only succeed if all the members work together, said Amber. But to do what? Asked Tom. This is the best bit, whispered Amber. To bring one of the children's dreams to life. The bigger the dream, the better, said George. So you better start thinking of what your dream is, Tom, said Amber. Something you've always wanted to do. Have you got one? I wish school dinners were nicer. Boring, said Robin. Well, I guess I'd like to be excused from cricket matches from now. Boring. Well then, I wish I didn't have double maths on Wednesday afternoon. Please wake me up when he's finished. I don't know, I can't think of anything. Come on, Tom, said George. Surely you can think of something. Thinking isn't my strong point, but even I can think of something.